Puente? Puente? Okay. I don't speak Spanish.
Apparently.
You know who did?
Who?
2010 Daniel. He was amazing. Oh. He knew how to speak every language. Here's the thing. When I said, do you know who? And you said, know who? It's like, I guarantee you, Big Fatty, listening to this a week from now, is mouthing 2010 Daniel.
Maybe.
Anyway,
maybe.
He's gotten the joke. He understands the value of a recurring joke.
I mean, I thought it had run its course. I didn't realize we were,
No. It's in for the long haul.
I mean, it's going to be, are you going to be the demure and whatever of, you know, are you going to be the next, I was demure, whatever. I can't remember what the meme is, but.
See how I talk about this without bragging? Very demure. Very pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
Very.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty online.
Big Fatty. Being very demure. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4572. I say chew. The BFO for two. I say Tuesday the 19th of August 2025. Y'all coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna do a little technology dabbling. Big Fatty. Hello, confirmers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're confirmers today. Because y'all, I guess it was a post over there. Yes, it was. Over there at the BFO from the Hot Cub saying that I had indeed not mentioned Granny confusing the words intersection and interstate. Fatty? Well, okay. Well, now everyone knows he's just as batshit crazy as the nip. It's true. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all, if I'm alive at the end of the trip to Rat World in
September,
y'all, it'll be a miracle because we all know that the nip is batshit crazy. And Granny is batshit crazy and loud. And y'all, Flo is as crazy as the two of them. And y'all, Big Fatty, what you're pretending like you'll be the sane one? Well, I'm, I'm hot travel. Big Fatty, what? Hot travel, yes. Y'all, Miss Kitty, I think, came up with this. Maybe it may have been the net, but I think it was Miss Kitty that when I would plan the Atlantis, human things, you know, cruises and things like that, you know, I'd put it all together and get with our travel agent and we would just and y'all, I had it all planned out, and here's where we go, and here's what we're doing, and blah 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 blah. And y'all, they gave me the moniker of the Hitler of travel, and you know that's not really a term that one should use in proper company. So we just shortened it to hot travel. Now I know it's like the ATM machine. You don't have to say the travel part, but 'cause you have the M. But y'all, it's the H-O-T, the hot travel. So y'all, hot travel y'all, I guarantee I will be more insane than the rest of them by the time the trip to Rat World is over. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, Dr. Stone, you know, he's out there in the San Diego. Y'all, he's having delivery problems with that Lesbyterian delivery service, and So we send out thoughts and prayers to him. But y'all, a week or so ago, Dr. Stone sent me a gas report. Well, actually, he sent me a coupon report. He said he spent $109.70, but he saved $11.35. Big Fatty, what is he going to do? What is he going to do with all those savings? Well, I tell you what he's not going to do. He's not going to fill up his tank on his vehicle, because, y'all, his gas was $4.29 a gallon. Now, y'all, this is extraordinary, especially when you hear that Phoenix Dave yesterday paid $2.34 a gallon. So, y'all, it's about half price. A little less than half price. But anyway, Dr. Stone, time to move to Fat Acres. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Dr. Stone, it's time to move to Fat Acres. Yeah, thank you for repeating yourself. Just kind of like Mexican food. Just keep repeating. Gussie, y'all, now, I kind of held off on my comments about Big Mama until I saw the Sunday episode, and so, y'all, it's now Tuesday, so you should have watched the Sunday by now, because I'm going to spoil it if you didn't. Y'all, first of all, ooh, Big Fatty, y'all, that is some tzatziki dip, and it got cucumber in it, and it's just... But anyway, y'all, the head of household competition was as corny as it can be. But anyway, y'all, the Red Menace won, and she's y'all, she dresses. I'm telling you, she dresses like a cartoon. And y'all, she's just, she's a caricature, if you will, and she's anything but demure. And she's mad because, they're trying to run the house, like it's her job to run the house, y'all, Menace. And she put up Vince and Mickey and Morgan, and I'm okay with Mickey being up, but anyway, y'all, what am I trying to say? The power of veto with that OTEV is Wednesday night, and so y'all, we'll see how that all plays out. But y'all, if the Red Menace is the head of household, it's gonna be a Big Fatty is gonna be a shit show. Okay, that's exactly what it was gonna be. Yes, Big Fatty. Music box. Well, I guess it does kind of sound like a little bit of a music box, but y'all, just a little something different to tell you about my day. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, what did I have for my supper last night? Y'all, I don't really think I had much of anything for my supper. Y'all, I don't eat a lot in the summertime. Big, fatty, whatever, fatso. I watched the weekend news, and y'all, then I turned on the sports ball, and y'all, I couldn't believe it. No, the sports ball was on in the afternoon. So, y'all, and the Atlanta Braves, they were playing up there in the Cincinnati. They beat the ass. The Guardians swept them. Yes, Big Fatty, bring out the brooms. What did I watch on the TV machine? Y'all, I must have watched some more of the Matlock. Y'all, I'm up to episode 10 of the 19 now. And, y'all, it's so good. It's so good if you're not watching it. Y'all went to bed, slept like a baby Woke up in time for Miss Gail King and had my broth. Because, y'all, when I went to the la-di-da, they had a sourdough slice, a round of sourdough bread that was sliced, but it was sourdough with cheddar cheese and jalapenos. Y'all, it's absolutely delicious. And, y'all, I made cheese toast. I made cheese toast with it, and it's just lovely. And, let's see, and y'all watched Miss Gail King. Y'all had to read the e-paper. Y'all, I couldn't get the online Sudoku, but I did my other puzzles just fine. And y'all, I then I did my morning nipple. Oh, no, the other thing, I think I told you yesterday that I bought a rechargeable tire inflator. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, blow it up. So y'all, I ordered that, and the NIP has the the 2-day or the next day lesbitarian delivery, and so sometimes I'll just send him the link and say please purchase, and then I send him the cash money through the mechanicals, and so that's what I did, and y'all, it was there. By 9:45 a.m. in the morning, he sent me a message. Oh, I will bring it to you later today, or if you need it now, you can come get it. So, y'all, I went and got it. And, y'all, it's lovely. It's heavy duty. It's got a nice a travel case. And, y'all, it's just what the doctor ordered. Big Fatty Dr. Stone? No, I don't think it was Dr. Stone that ordered it, but I guess it could have been. But anyway, y'all, I went out and topped off the tires on Earl Grey, and y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And I'll keep it good and charged, and when I am ready to go out on a holiday, if you will, I will put it in Earl Grey. And but I'm real pleased with it. Y'all did my morning nipple walking. Y'all, I was catching up on little shows. I was just behind on the Mr. Tim Kumar little show. I've listened to last week's, and I've already got this week's to listen to. Yes, Big Betty. I did that. And y'all, I had me a little lunch. Like I say, I had some of that tzatziki dip, and it's... And y'all, some little salami slices, and y'all, it's just an indigestion, a go-go going on in my gullet. But anyway, y'all, that's not the big news of the day, and for that, we need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty!
For Big Fatty.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
The Big Fatty Technology Segment, brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com.
Drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it.
Okay, there you go, Fatty.
Yeah, I guess y'all, we love a new bumper from that Daniel Bieber, and, Crooked Hat really didn't really have anything to do with it. Anyway, y'all, I was poking around, and y'all, they've got something on the Apple Snack now that is called, let me see if I can find it here real quick-like. Y'all, it is called Apple Care One or something like that. Let me just look here and see what it is. We have to go here, and it's called Apple Care One, and you can have up to three different devices on it, and it covers it renews every month. You can cancel anytime you want. Y'all, it covers your Apple Snack Care on those devices for like $20 a month. Well, now, y'all, you know, Apple Snack Care is not cheap. And y'all, I had some Apple Snack Care on on my iNATA 16 and my Apple clock 10.2 o'clock, and on my and I just went to monthly annual renewal on the Apple Kaya on the big computer, and y'all, it's I signed up for it, and it may not be a good idea. I'm sure Veda will tell me that it's nothing but a waste of money, but I kind of did it in honor of Archer, you know, because I'm sure he would say that it's, oh, this is lovely, you should do this, and anyway, so it's I did it, and it's something that you can consider. You know, I didn't get it on my ear pods, and I didn't get it on my Apple Snack TV, because y'all, I'm using those less and less these days. Well, the Apple Snack TV, you know, I use it very little, so I'm not worried about it. The only thing go wrong with it is it just gets covered with dust. Yes, Big Fatty. And I'll start using the ear pods again, but you can add a couple of more devices for an extra $6 a month or something like that. So, y'all, that's not bad. And so I just thought I'd go ahead and do that. And y'all, they sent me refunds for the Apple Snack the Apple Snack Kaya that I already had on the phone and the clock. And they refunded my computer just renewed for till next year, and y'all, they're refunding that to the to my charger plate. But so y'all, I've got enough money in there almost to pay for a whole year of this, and so I just something to think about if that's something to your liking, and will it. You know, it's just nothing more than an insurance policy, but y'all, it covers theft and loss and just all kinds of stuff. And so y'all, take a look at it. It's called the Apple Snack Kaya 1. If you've got the Apple Snack devices, maybe take a look at that. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll run out and do it right now. And y'all, the last thing I'll tell you about on Sunday night, y'all, I signed up over there at the Von Z's to get my annual flu shot and get my COVID booster. Now, y'all, I think there's a COVID coming out later, but and if there is, I'll wait on that. But y'all wanted to get those in before we head to Rat World, and y'all, that's been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday Hortensia. Hortensia's coming to the villa. And y'all know that Moose P. One of the reasons I mentioned the Apple Snack Kaya 1 is, y'all, he dropped his iPhone in the turtle. And y'all, he had to go to the Apple Snack store. I don't know if he had to buy a new one or what, but y'all, something to consider, especially if you're playing on your phone in the turl. Big Fat, I don't think he was in the turl. Well, maybe not. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel Bieber, I know you're headed to Fat Acres. Anything you want to say?
Big Fatty, being very demure. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Very demure. If you have a different definition of it.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.